Beauty Bob, the show that'll keep you in the know about popular Hollywood trends in fashion, fitness, makeup, hair care, and skincare. Keeping it real and coming straight from the heart. Hi there, I'm your host, Melina Gay, and welcome to Beauty Pop.
Elysium Entertainment presents the Hot Topic Fashion Show, Saturday, March 29th, Stanley Park Convention Center, located at 18451 Convention Center Drive in Stanley Park. Hosted by No Limits Own Romeo Miller and Rome Everything Clothing.
Yo, what up, Shot City? It's your boy, Romeo Miller. Come out to the Hot Topic Fashion Show on March 29th at the Stanley Park Convention Center.
What's good, Chicago? It's your girl, Diamond. Hot Topic Fashion Show, March 29th. It's official.
It's been one. Come out to the Hot Topic Fashion Show, March 29th at the Stanley Park Convention Center.
What's up? This your boy Chris from All About Chris TV Show. Hot Topic Fashion Show for your day.
It's your girl Yandy, and I will be in the building at the Hot Topic Fashion Show March 29th at the Tinley Park Convention Center.
Doors open at 6 p.m. Showtime is at 7 p.m. Music by DJ Bam and DJ Tysco. Purchase tickets at HotTopicFashion.Eventbrite.com. That's HotTopicFashion.Eventbrite.com. Call or text 312-884-9138 for more info. That's 312-884-9138.
Sponsored by Chicago's own Elisa Carmel.
Crystal Coral Seas is a fine gemstone jewelry line that authenticates and promotes a collection of high-quality jewelry that is exclusive to the Melina brand.
The Melina Gay Signature Collection is a process of the knowledge that has been obtained from many years of jeweled artisan experience and international travel. Unique to most jewelry collections, the MGSC staff travels the world to obtain the best quality gemstones at the most affordable prices while keeping up with the latest styles.
All of Melina's pieces from her custom signature collection have been designed and created by experienced hand crafters. This allows all of the exquisite and unique pieces the options of making any adjustments or refinements, thereby creating an even more personalized custom piece.
For your next memorable moment, MGSC. Available at LL's Consignment Boutique, located at 1205 North La Brea in Inglewood.
Well, hey, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Beauty Pop. I'm your host, Melina Gay, and thank you so much for tuning in. Today is March the 18th, and today's color of the week, well, this week's color of the week is shamrock green. Now, shamrock green is a tone of green that represents the color of shamrock, a symbol of Ireland. Now, another name for this color is shamrock. Now, the first recorded use of shamrock as a color name in English was in the 1820s. Now, this green is also defined as Irish green. It's customary in Ireland, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and the United States to wear this tone of green, or any tone of green that one prefers, on St. Patrick's Day, March the 17th, even if one is not of Irish descent. And since March 17th was yesterday and we all celebrated our St. Patrick's Day in any way we chose to or did not, that is the color of the week. Now, also one last note is the Boston Celtics of the National Basketball Association. Did you know that they use this shade for their uniforms, logos, and other memorabilia? Of course you did if you're an NBA fan. And speaking of the NBA, real quick, I just saw that Phil Jackson is going to be the new head coach of the Knicks. Oh, my goodness. I just saw that at the gym a little while ago, so I wanted to share that with everyone. His big hesitation is the weather, which it was 80 degrees here last week, and he said when he landed it was 28 degrees in New York, so it's going to take some getting used to, but I'm sure that salary and with such a great team and just the people of New York and on the East Coast, it'll be a wonderful and smooth transition. So good luck to you, Phil. So now in our next segment, Melina says, this week, we're talking about eyes, and the eyes have it. The eyes are the windows to our soul, and they hold and hide the answers to our heart. If you really want to know someone, look them straight in the eyes, and it'll tell it all. Now, most people will get unnerved by that if you look them straight in the eyes. So just try it, and then see what happens when you add a smile to it. You'll be totally floored by the reaction. Now, I'm not going to tell you. Try it for yourself, and then let me know what happens. So, keeping our eyes protected in order to make sure they stay beautiful, here are a couple of tips for that. The first one is, now, thank you, Julie. Yes, last week sharing us with the major tip of sunglasses and what's in style for the season in sunglasses. But here are other things that you can do at home. Now, let's see, there's several things you can do to forestall the appearance of fine lines around your eyes, but sooner rather than later, we all begin to see fine lines that weren't there when we were younger. So now here's a trick for making very fine lines in the eye area less noticeable. You ready? Okay, so step one, wash your face as usual. Then apply a moisturizer if you ordinarily wear one. Then you beat the white of an egg until it's frothy. Now, with a clean, fine pointed makeup brush, the kind used with liquid eyeliner, paint egg whites into the lines. You're going to wait 3 or 4 minutes or until the egg white is dry. Then you proceed with your usual makeup. So it's very simple. Just wash your face, apply a moisturizer, get an egg white, beat it until it's frothy, and with one of your makeup brushes, paint the egg white into the fine lines. Then put on your makeup. And though the results are short-lived, the egg white treatment tends to tighten the area and, used under foundation, plasters over tiny lines, helping to hide them. So just our trick for today. And with that, we are going to take it right on to, we're going to talk to a lady who has beautiful almond-shaped eyes, a resident fashionista and queen of style, here to tell us what's hot and popping this week is Julie.
Hi, guys. And Melina, you're too kind. Thank you for the compliments. Keep them coming.
No, thank you so much.
I love being here with you every week, and I'm just going to dive right into what's hot and popping. And for me, you know, anything fashion is always hot and popping to me. So I was just got to thinking about, you know, I need to get a jump on my spring wardrobe, okay? Where do I start? What are some of the staple items that I need this season, you know? And fashion's such an individual thing, and I always preach to people, you know, if you enjoy the trends, there's nothing wrong with that. But remember that everything isn't right on everybody. So when I read this list about some of the must-haves according to InStyle magazine and some of the things that we see celebs wearing right now, you know, they're just ideas, you know, something to get you started when you go out there looking around. So with some of the things I saw in InStyle magazine, dressy shorts. Now, this is one of my favorites. I love a dressy short with a blouse and heels or a short suit. We don't see people wearing that too often. I do find it hard to figure out the right place to wear it. However, when you do, I think it looks awesome. And you just, everywhere you go, it seems like right now, you have shorts with checkered patterns, you have floral patterns, that's really big right now, as well as lace with a pattern underneath the lace. So if this is something you like, if your legs are your strong point and you want to show them off, find your pair of dressy shorts. You can dress them up with a jacket or dress them down with just a t-shirt. One of the other things that we're seeing a lot in Hollywood right now is the varsity jacket. Now, the first person that comes to mind is Rihanna. I just remember seeing photos in the tabloids of Rihanna with her varsity jacket. Now, the important thing with that is you don't want to overdo it and do a head-to-toe athletic look. You know, that's a little bit overkill. What you might want to try is something like a little skirt, a frilly skirt or maybe a little black dress, and throw on the varsity jacket over top of that. Accessorize or not, you know, maybe put your hair in a top knot, make it look effortless. But I think that's kind of a fun one to do when you're just kind of hanging out with your friends, sitting in the movies or something like that. Another big thing, number three on the list for this spring is the white shirt, kind of your common classic white button-down shirt, but with detail. French Connection has one, for example, that I saw the other day. It's a plain white button-down, but it has black piping and an open keyhole neck. So it's just a little jazzy spin on something that's sort of a classic and maybe looked at as more conservative and for the workplace. But now you can actually play around and have a little more fun with it. Now, this number four on the list surprised me, actually. Pink pants. Now, Melina, I don't know about you. I don't know if you've ever considered throwing on a pair of pink, just full-on pink pants, hot pink, baby pink, but I love me some pink. And I didn't think about it, but when I saw it on this list, I thought if I see some, I think that could be really cute. You know, the colored pants, the bright primary colors have been very popular over the last few seasons. So, you know, now it's taking a turn towards the softer pastel hues. So you might want to try that out. Topshop definitely carries some of those right now. Number five, the flirty skirt. Now, this could be anything from something with pleats in it to maybe a frilly skirt. You still see a lot of the high-low out there as well, if you like that look of a higher hemline in the front, and then it hangs down a little lower in the back. But those are, this is something that you can't ever go wrong with a flirty skirt, but you just have that much more option out there when you're shopping these days. You can pair it with a casual T-shirt, or for a more polished look, try a printed blouse, and again, maybe a more structured jacket. And last but not least, and I don't know how you all feel about this. I'll admit, to be honest, I don't know if I agree with this, but bejeweled tees. Now, Melina, is it just the word bejeweled that's bugging me? Do you think that's what it is?
It is. It's jeweled or bejeweled.
It's bejeweled. I think it reminds me of bedazzled. I think that's what the problem is. I don't mind detail, but when I hear bejeweled, I think loaded down, like a Christmas sweater, you know? I think, again, you know, use your own style, but they're saying that a lot of the jeweled tees that you see out there now with actual applique, that's kind of the thing right now. I just don't think it's my thing, but it is a thing. What do you think?
Okay, I think it's a thing, and I happen to like it. And Mariah likes it. I like it. So, you know, it's a thing. We're going to make it a thing.
It's a thing. Okay. I'm not opposed, completely opposed to giving it a try.
Let's give it a whirl. Let's give it a whirl. All right. This weekend. Everybody out there, listen. Let's give bejeweled. Hey, Jewel.
I know. I should, for that very reason alone, I should be trying the bejeweled look.
Exactly. So everyone out there, go ahead and try that this weekend. Give us a shout-out back and let us know how that worked out for you. So thank you so much for Hot and Popping this week with Fashion with the fabulous Julie Smith. And now we're going to go to our wonderful guest, former retired Congresswoman Diane Watson. Now, Congresswoman Watson is a former U.S. representative for California's 33rd Congressional District, serving from 2003 until 2011. She's a member of the Democratic Party. The district is located entirely in Los Angeles County and includes much of central Los Angeles as well as such wealthy neighborhoods as Los Feliz. A native of Los Angeles, Watson is a graduate of the University of California, L.A., and she holds degrees from Cal State University, L.A., and Claremont Graduate University. She worked as a psychologist, professor, and health occupation specialist before serving as a member of the L.A. Unified School Board from 1975 to 1978. She was a member of the California Senate from 1978 to 1998 and the U.S. Ambassador to Micronesia from 1999 to 2000. Watson was elected to Congress in a 2001 special election filled with vacancy caused by the death of Representative Julian C. Dixon. She was re-elected 4 times but retired at the end of the 111th Congress. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give a huge round of applause for the Honorable Diane E. Watson.
Introduction, Melina.
Yes, Senator Watson, thank you for joining me.
Yeah, and it's a pleasure to be with you on your program. And I was fascinated by listening to the jeweled or bejeweled discussion. And that's a great one. I really love that.
Now,
and, you know,
you... I'm sorry, I was just going to ask, is that something that you would like to try, or is this new? Would this be new for you?
Would you repeat?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was saying you said you liked the idea of the bejeweled T-shirt, so I didn't know, is that something that you, a fashion trend that you've embraced over the years, or something you want to try?
Well, I was just in Africa, and I'm at my niece's home right now, and I bought her a bejeweled T-shirt. And
well, you're already on it.
Yeah, and she, you know, she's the kind that would wear it with a flare. I personally don't wear T-shirts because I've been in the public's eye for over 30 years, as you know, and so I just try to dress a certain way when I'm out on the streets. Because I run into my constituents. I was in the pharmacy about an hour ago, and so someone came by, and this woman turned around and said, Diane, are you Diane Watson? So you see, I don't care how I try to disguise myself when I go out, somebody will notice because I've been representing a greater area of Los Angeles for over 32 years. And so I try to look respectable when I go out, and I just don't like T-shirts. But My nieces do, and so I bought the jeweled T-shirt to them.
You are ahead of the curve. Did they love them? Oh, I'm sure they loved them. Just came from you.
Yes, 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 they did. And, you know, I've just been fascinated by what's going on now. And once you are in elected office and, you know, you've served as long as I have, you just cannot ignore what the current happenings are. And I've been tied up all day trying to follow what was going with that plane that disappeared. Planes don't disappear off of the surface of the earth. And so, as you know, and you mentioned it, I was an ambassador and I served in Micronesia. And for people listening, it was below Australia. And I flew over those waters all the time, and it's just a real concern. You have to be beautiful on the inside to be beautiful on the outside. You have to care for people. So I'm tying in this discussion of beauty with the people that I served, that I represented, and the beauty of the people who were on that flight. You know, so I'm tying in current events with your beauty within and without. And you are beautiful when you care for people in a humane way. And then we jewel ourselves to emphasize our inner beauty and our outer beauty. So I just had to say that.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. And you are a walking manifestation of beauty on the inside and outside. I mean, it is so true. It's so true, Senator. I admire you so much. I mean, being to serve our country for over 32 years in a primarily male-dominated, Caucasian male-dominated environment for that long and to put up with, I mean, I can only imagine what challenges that you had to go through and to overcome, and you stuck it out and blazed trails for people such as myself and Julie and all of our listeners. And so I just say, honestly, thank you for being that person to take that challenge, because I'm sure it was not easy.
I like to take a little credit for breaking that glass ceiling, because there were only two women in the Senate. Roseanne Vuich was the first, and I was the second, not only woman, but the first black female senator. So, you know, I had to contend with all those things. And when I said, you're beautiful from the inside out. You can be jeweled yourself, but your smile, your face, your way of dealing with people can express the beauty within. And I know that's your topic of discussion, and I want to say what a beautiful person you are, Melina.
Oh, thank you.
Outside, yeah, you really are. You have the facial beauty, you know, that people are always trying to seek. And I'm a worker bee, you know, and regardless of the things that they said to me, like, we don't want you here, I said, well, I'm here. And when they counted his votes and they counted mine, I had more than he did, even if he owned seven publications along South Bay. And then I would pause. You know, I represented Hollywood, too. I did a Hollywood pause, and I would say, and I thank I probably have got more votes than any of you in the room. Can any of you vouch of getting over 80% of the vote? Then they left me alone on that one. And so, you know, you don't have to be angry and ugly when you approach someone in opposition. And I can just say this. I had the Dorothy Height Gold Medal Award. That is the highest medal that can be given to a civilian. And you know Dorothy Height's history of women and what she has done to advance women and so on. And I needed 291 votes on the floor of the House. And I got all the Democratic votes. So I had to get other votes from the other side. And there were two Republican members talking to each other, and I slid in next to them. And I said, I'm carrying the gold medal for Dorothy Irene Hyde. They said, well, who is she? And then, no. and then this is Hollywood again. You don't know, and I lower my voice, you see. You don't know who Dorothy Hyde was or is? And then I would say this to them, and this has got their heads turned.
Uh-huh.
I said, I'm going to tell you who she is, but do not let anyone else know that you did not know Dorothy Hyde. And then they were eyes all on me. And then I said, she inherited the leadership at 19 from Mary McLeod Bethune in Florida. And you know, Mary McLeod Bethune, an African-American woman, consorted with presidents, advised presidents, and so on. And they were so, I got their votes. But you see, you have to show your interest in humankind, regardless of what they look like. You have to bejewel yourself mentally, and then it's a physical thing. And you have to allow people to maintain their dignity but lose their ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how I did it, and we got the highest gold medal. And by the way, the president just today gave out 24 gold medals to those who have fought in past wars and never were given the kind of medals that they should have. And so because I am a politician, elected official, I just had to mention the beauty that can come about when people lose their ignorance and become informed.
I love that technique that you just gave. That was fantastic. And I love the way you said it. It allows them to, to increase their intelligence and...
Yes.
Can you repeat?
And drop their ignorance because they don't know the facts. And so, you know, we lift as we climb. And the people whose shoulders we stand on must be recognized. And that's the beauty of caring about people humanely. You know, you recognize them for the services they have given to you. And that's why we say to military people when they retire from the service, thank you for your service. They're the ones that protect us and keep us safe. We're the strongest country on the globe. We need to stay that way by spreading kindness and beauty and information so people no longer are ignorant of the facts.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that was wonderful. I missed that part, but I'll catch up to it later. I didn't realize that he did that today, and that's a wonderful, wonderful thing he
did. Yes,
I truly thought that. Now,
particularly in the Korean War, you know.
Exactly.
These are ones way back to the Korean War.
Oh, wow. Way back there. That is, you know, I'm so proud of our president and what he's doing now with certain agendas. And actually, I have a couple of questions I wanted to ask you, but one just came in through my text technology. We can text questions. But someone wanted to ask about, wanted me to ask you about what you think about the quote-unquote war on women thing. Where our president making a requirement for birth control. I mean, there was a four-hour thing on CNN today about it. But do you have an opinion on that?
You know, we have fought the battles, those of us on the forefront in elected office, for choice. And I think that women in particular need to be able to exert their own choice. They talk with their partners, they speak to their ministers, and they speak directly to God. And they need to make that choice. And in a country that prides itself on a representative government. We need women and men making the decisions. We need women to make the choices. We're the caregivers. We deliver the babies. Mm-hmm. And they need to make their own choices. And you see, I think that anything that stymies a woman doesn't give her full citizenship. Women outvote men in terms of national elections.
Exactly.
And women, yes, they do. Statistically, they do. Mm-hmm. And women are the childbearers. I've never heard of a man having a child. And I can tell you one situation that I know of, and I carried legislation to create a birthing center here in California so that women at the lower scale, economic scale, could make a choice. And the birthing center would help the woman during her pregnancy so she could deliver a healthy baby. And I assigned one of my staff people to go over. We cut the ribbon, and we got it started, and I assigned one of my staff to go in and that it was following the law as written. And so there was a woman in there who had six children, and she said, I just cannot afford another one. So what we did, she had the child, and she gave the child to my employee. And my employee is Holly Mitchell, who took my seat in the Senate. So women have the choice. And we always want to protect that choice because they will make the right decision in terms of their loved ones, their family, and their God.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everyone deserves a right to choose what happens with them, their body, and their life. You're absolutely right. Absolutely.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So let me ask you this. Did you specifically choose a career in politics in order to, like, did you know?
No, I didn't. I didn't choose it. I was, as I said, I was coaxed into it. I was at UCLA directing the Allied Health Professions Project when a former councilman, David Cunningham, and a friend of my mother's, Portia Craig, came to me and said, we want you to run for office. I do not want to run for office. I'm an educator. Well, we'd like you to run. And I said, I'm not interested in running. Well, a year or so later, a gentleman friend came, Portia Craig's, and I respected him, so he said, would you go down and talk to some members on the board? And I said, for you, I will. So I went down and talked to one of the members, and he said, if you run, this is the day of the woman, and if you run, I'll put $50,000 into your campaign. I said, oh, how wonderful. He said, one request, and what is that? You have to change your registration from Democrat to Republican. Now, running for the board is nonpartisan. I was so upset by that condition that I went down, I registered to vote. I registered to run, and I was scared to death because that was not my choice to get into the political arena. But when he put it to me like he did, and when I saw women breaking through the glass ceiling, I said, I'm going to go and do this. Well, I had to jump over every hurdle imaginable, including my campaign manager being murdered after coming out from a fundraiser that was being done for me over near Manual Arts High School, and they never solved the crime. And I then said, I am not going to run. I don't want any part of politics. But one of my friends came to me, pulled me up by the collar and said, listen, this person was working in your behalf because he believed in you. Are you going to let him down in death? Well, boy, that's all he had to say. I went out the next day and I went to the Wilfendel Club. And by the way, Wilfendel is Fanny and Della Williams. Fanny Williams was a great aunt of mine. So we have heritage and kinship in Wilfendel. Well, I went there to speak to them. And when I told them about Tom Stewart being killed last night, a tear came off my eye. The women wrote checks. And 2 weeks later, I ran and I lost, but I kept going. And I went in with over 80% of the vote. So I had to take the bruises. I had to go over the hurdles. I had to be strong in intent and commitment in order to win. And I think that God put me out there to test me, to see, you know, and said, I'm going to take you through the entire test. And don't give up. Keep going, you know. Winners mm-hmm. never lose, and losers never win.
No, they don't.
And I learned that the hard way.
Well, I mean, you kept going and kept going, and
yes.
Look at all the accomplishments you've made. I mean, it's wonderful. Thank you so much. I mean, here's one. I know that one of the things that you did was in 1988, the government proposed the addition of the category of biracial or multiracial to official
yes.
documents and statistics. And
yes.
it's been said that you and Representative Augustus Hawkins were particularly vocal in your rejection and opposition of that category.
Yes.
And there, because the fear was massive defection from the African American self-designation.
And, you know, it was because of Tiger, and he never wanted to be classified in one race or ethnic group.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead with your question. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that was just the end of the statement. I just wanted to get your take on that. Like, why did you, I mean, you just kind of answered it. Why were you in such opposition of it? And,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, if somebody is Japanese, where is their gene pool?
In Japan.
Okay. If someone is Chinese, where is their gene pool?
In China.
Okay. If someone is Mexican, where's their gene pool?
In Mexico.
If you're colored, where's your gene pool? Duh. So what I did when I chaired the Black Caucus in Sacramento when I was in the Senate, I called the director of the census from Washington, D.C. to come out to my office. And I said, you know, you have caucasoid, mongoloid, negroid. But in this country, you know, you have colored, you have negroes, and so on and so forth. And we're sitting on the edge of the continent, you know. We're as far west as you can go. You hit the Pacific Ocean after that. And so we get a lot of people who come over from all the Asiatic countries and so on and so forth. So I said, why is it that we cannot call ourselves where our gene pool is? If I'm colored, most likely you think my gene pool is in Africa. But I'm in America. I was born here. I have aunts and uncles that were born here. My mother was born here. So why can't we call ourselves African Americans? And that's how we started. African Americans, Chinese Americans, we know where the gene pool is.
Mm.
Now, here's a fact that very few people know.
Mm-hmm.
All human life emanated from Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have taken anthropology, you know that.
Yes, I did.
And I would
out.
Say to my colleagues in Congress, they talk about Africa this, Africa that. And when it would come time, you throw your mic up, and then they will call on you in order of when your mic goes up. And I said, you know, I'm really unclear, and this was Foreign Affairs, what you're speaking of when you say Africa. Did you know that Africa was a continent with 54 nations, 22,000 tribes, speaking 16,000 languages, and very few speak Swahili? So when you say Africa, South Africa was conquered by the Dutch, but now it's back in the hands of the native South Africans, and Mandela was the first elected president.
Yes.
So I give a history lesson, an anthropology lesson based on facts.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much. I mean, I love the fact that we're learning right now. In addition to hearing interesting stories, we're getting information that's going to help us to pass on to our friends, our families, and the generations to come, and so that we can keep the knowledge, the correct information, flowing.
I told you my goal was to be an educator, so I just used it to educate my colleagues.
Wow. And did you lower your voice when you told them about Africa? Did you tell them?
I was real clear.
I know you were. I know you were. Well, we're going to take just a quick break and take some couple commercials, and we'll be right back. Please stay with us, Senator Watson. And Julie Smith has a couple of questions for you as well. We have an extended special edition of Beauty Pop, hosted by Melina Gay, co-hosted by Julie Smith, and our special guest, Congresswoman Diane Watson. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Rita Gray. I used to have a whole host of skincare products taking up space on my bathroom counter. Now I just use Nerium AD. It has everything I need in one simple treatment. It's reduced the appearance of fine lines, discoloration, and uneven skin texture. So, for information about this fountain of youth in a bottle, go to www.rethagray.nerium.com. That's RETHAGREY.NERIUM.com. There's even a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Elysium Entertainment presents the Hot Topic Fashion Show, Saturday, March 29th, Tinley Park Convention Center, located at 18451 Convention Center Drive in Tinley Park. Hosted by No Limits' own Romeo Miller and Rome Everything Clothing.
Yo, what up, Shot City? It's your boy, Romeo Miller. Come out to the Hot Topic Fashion Show on March 29th at the Tinley Park Convention Center.
What's good, Chicago? It's your girl, Diamond. Hot Topic Fashion Show, March 29th. It's official.
It's been one. Come out to the Hot Topic Fashion Show, March 29th at the Tinley Park Convention Center.
What's up? This your boy Chris from All About Chris TV Show, Hot Topic Fashion Show for your day.
It's your girl Yandy, and I will be in the building at the Hot Topic Fashion Show March 29th at the Tinley Park Convention Center.
Doors open at 6 p.m. Showtime is at 7 p.m. Music by DJ Bam and DJ Tysco. Purchase tickets at hottopicfashion.eventbrite.com. That's hottopicfashion.eventbrite.com. Call or text 312-884-9138 for more info. That's 312-884-9138.
Sponsored by Chicago's own Elisa Carmel.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
And we're back. You're listening to Beauty Pop with Melina Gay, your host, and Julie Smith. Oh, you're so kind. But a special round of applause for our dear friend, a wonderful guest, Congresswoman Diane Watson. Thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you. Yeah. Hey, Julie, are you there? Julie? Okay, I think we got disconnected a little bit, but she'll catch us in just a moment. Now, let me ask you, Congresswoman, you do so much for the community, and just are there some things that are coming up that we need to know about? I know one thing that is just so beautiful that you rarely ever hear about anyone doing, you open your home. You know, most politicians have it gated and fenced with the moats and the police and the dogs, but you open, you let people know where you live, and you open your home on Christmas to whomever doesn't have a place to go to and sing songs, and there's a giant feast, and then you sit and tell history. It's a beautiful occasion, and you open it to friends and family and strangers alike. And that just goes to show the beauty of your, the pureness of your heart, especially at such a significant time of year. Where did that idea come from, and are you ever afraid that something might go wrong?
You know, my mother purchased a huge house. There were two houses on 4th Avenue, and we saw them build the freeway, the 110 through, and all of her brothers and sisters, there were seven all together, would come one time or another in our home. Our home was the place where people could come and just be together. And sisters and brothers would come, her sisters and brothers. And we carry that tradition. And my mother used to hand make yeast rolls. And if somebody had a faulty elimination, oh, I'll make yeast rolls. If somebody died, oh, I'll make yeast rolls. And, you know, we had an open door. That's how we grew up. And when we were younger, we grew up on Cimarron across from where Rochester built his home. We never locked the door because there was trust in the community in those days. And people could come in and out, and we would feed them. We had a cousin that had a chicken ranch, and we had two chickens every single week. And so we didn't care much about chicken. So my mother would fry it up and put it in a metal bowl, and all the kids in the neighborhood would come and eat the chicken. And she thought that, oh, my kids really like chicken. Let me leave chicken behind, because she worked at the post office, Terminal Annex. My mother worked on Christmas, Easter, all holidays, and put us, all four of us, through school. So I carry on that same tradition in my own home now. And I was 5 days in Washington, D.C., 48 hours at home. So the time we could all get together would be on Christmas. So anyone comes that feels like they need to have Christmas with a group of us, and I prepare the food. I do it 3 days in advance, so we'll have enough. And we usually have enough. And I invite people, and then later on in the evening, I give a calendar out, and I do a calendar for each year, and on that calendar are people who had passed away during the year. And so if I were not around, see, my older sister is gone. Everyone in my mother's generation is gone, and I'm kind of like the matriarch. So I go through the calendar, and I tell them who was who and who begot who and so on and so forth. And therefore, they'll have that family history because our grandmother, my mother's mother, passed it on to us because she was an educated woman, and she was a surgical nurse, and she operated on the first open-heart surgery with Dr. Williams, and it's written up in the textbooks. So I usually have a picture of my grandmother's family because my grandmother's mother was a slave master's child. And for the listening audience, there are no pure-blooded African Americans except those visiting or going to school here. We all are mixed. And so you have to know. And Melina, I can look at you and say you were really mixed with beautiful people. And but that is a fact, and everyone should know that we, as African Americans, emanated from the continent that they emanated from millenniums ago. And so I believe in education, and I believe that you pass on what you know to those who come behind you. So you'll have some idea about how you fit into God's plan on this earth.
Well said. Beautifully and well said. And thank you for that. Thank you for all that you've shared. I will be sure to pass it on to future generations and the people listening to this podcast, and will post it, and hopefully they will pass it on. It's important to know where you come from in order to, as you said, know God's plan for you and know where you're going. So thank you.
And I just must say this, that we have a president now that represents who we are on this earth. because his mother from Australia, his father from Kenya. He was born in Hawaii, and I feel he was ordained from such times as these. And the same blood that runs through my veins runs through his, and so does the others. So we're all one. We're all brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm. We are all brothers and sisters, and we're all beautiful, all one.
All beautiful. And I know you have to go off the air, but I just want to say this. The young woman who played, Lupita is her name, and who got the Academy Award in 12 Years a Slave, is beautiful. And they recognized her beauty, and now the magazines are really highlighting that black, beautiful woman.
Yes, they
are. And, you know, black is made you stay back, you see, if you were black. But now even the industry is saying, look at the beauty in this young woman.
Yes, finally. Mm-hmm. Finally.
Mm-hmm. Finally. Absolutely.
It's about time.
And Mandela becomes a saint in death, right?
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly,
mm-hmm.
in death.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I just have one request. Would you be able to just give a quick shout-out to everybody and let them know to keep listening to Beauty Pop with Melina Gay and Easy Way Broadcast?
Well, I am thrilled to do that because you are providing a service to all the people out there by interviewing people with various experiences and sharing that with your listening audience. We want to go from ignorant and into studied, into educated, into aware and alert people in this country. And you give us the opportunity to provide information for those who are just turned off, but they listen. So thank you so much, Melina, for allowing me a chance to tell part of my story. And eventually I will be writing 3 books because I have a long and an in-depth and detailed story to tell.
Ooh, I look forward to reading those books and, hey, maybe helping make them into movies.
Yes, 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 yes. And so I will say more about that project or those projects at another time.
Okay. Okay. We'll have you back on to talk about those beautiful projects when the time comes.
All right.
Oh.
And
all
thank
right.
you so much.
Well, thank you. Would you mind just saying keep listening to Beauty Pop with Melina Gay on Easy Way
Podcast? Well, absolutely. You are providing inner and outer recipes for beauty. And so keep listening to Beauty Talk with Melina Gay.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you so much for taking the time to join us. I can't wait to see you later this week.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank everyone for joining us. And a quick note, the quote of the week is, you can have all the world's goods you could possibly want, but if you're troubled in mind, if you're constantly worried about something, then you're not truly prosperous.
Okay.
Take care, everyone. Thank you for listening. And remember, there is no one way to be beautiful. Just be the beautiful you that you are. See you next week.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Bye now.
Bye-bye.